Dick Elford, our latest inductee in the Hall of Fame, 71 winner here.
Thank you.
Grand Marshal this weekend.
Thank you. Actually, I came even before these two. The first time I came to Sebring was in 1968. I had just won Daytona a few weeks before, and then came and finished second here that first time. What I remember most about Sebring, the original very, very long track where we went out onto the runways, the first time I went out for night practice, you know, perhaps you don't know, but in those days, what is now after the S's, we just went straight on out for a long way, turned right onto what was then the main runway, went down there for a mile or two, turned right onto the second runway for another mile or two, before coming down to what is now turn 17. And I remember going out in the daytime and feeling a little bit lost out there on the runways, because it was just so vast and there was very little to tell us where to go. The first time I went out for night practice, I got out, turned right onto what was the main runway, and I'm driving down that runway at 150, 160 miles an hour, and suddenly a set of lights was coming towards me, but out of the air. Just a set of lights coming down, and as it landed, I realized it was an aeroplane, because the runway in those days was split down the middle with pylons. We had what for us was the right-hand side of the runway, the left-hand side of the runway was still an active runway, some aeroplanes. And this guy was landing in the middle of the night, going one way while I was going the other way. Apart from that, as these two gentlemen both said, it was really, really hard work. Hard work on the brakes, hard work on the car, hard work on our backs, and I'm still suffering from mine today. A great place to win. Probably the greatest place to win in terms of, as Bobby said, the involvement of everybody. You felt everybody was part of the race. You weren't separated by a 50-foot runoff area and a wire fence from spectators as you are today in most places. That even doesn't apply here anymore. But everything was just a global affair with spectators, drivers, here in the paddock, almost out on the track together. Great place. Thank you, Sebring.
Thank you, Vic.